The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, was formerly known as food stamps. Currently, about 46 million people nationwide receive these benefits, and in southern Arizona, officials say tens of thousands rely on SNAP every month. Bill Carnegie is the CEO of the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. He and about 150 people in Pima County took the SNAP challenge last week. They were only allowed to spend $20 per person to cover all food expenses from Monday morning's breakfast to Friday's dinner.
I think it's important for people to experience what so many of our neighbors have to deal with every day, struggling to make those decisions on how to feed themselves and feed their families. And, you know, until we stand in their shoes, I don't think that we can really understand the decisions that they have to make.
Some elected officials took the challenge, but most of those participating were members of the community.
I'm Samantha Dickens, and I'm an administrative assistant. You know, I work 8 to 5, 5 days a week, so cooking when I get home is a challenge in and of itself. My husband's a bicycle mechanic, so with both of us working, that leaves very little time to coordinate and all that sort of stuff.
Dickens first heard about the SNAP challenge during the summer.
So when I saw this, I was like, okay, we think we're so great at stretching a buck, but I know how much we're spending on convenience store coffee and hot dogs and fast food, even though, you know, I'm not a kind of person who goes out to eat every day at lunch and spends 10 bucks.
In order to make this work, with only $40 total for the Dickens, they had to plan.
I basically sat down and wrote out a grocery list, and I said, okay, what do you think about a chicken and rice kind of base, and then we can either add vegetables to it, or we can stir fry it, or we can do burritos. You know, there's a lot of choices with that as the base.
Dickens is just getting home from work during a challenge day, and is about to prepare dinner for her and her husband. She first pulls out all the ingredients she purchased for the challenge to make sure she only uses those items.
Let's see, the oatmeal and a gallon of milk and the chicken and the cabbage. There's, a loaf of bread and the butter and, we got frozen peas and the beans as well as the rice.
So what's for dinner tonight?
Burritos. The rice is already cooked, the chicken's already cooked, and I soaked the beans last night and put them on this morning, so they're done.
Dickens is walking around in her kitchen, grabbing cooking utensils while her two dogs follow her every move, waiting for that one piece of chicken that may fall on the floor. Dickens grabs two tortillas and puts them on a plate for her husband's two burritos and one for her plate. She puts beans, white rice, and chicken on them and puts the plates in the microwave. As part of the challenge, participants were allowed to use any spice or condiment that they already had at home. However, this whole experience has required many changes to their daily routine.
Actually, the hardest part was when I got to work and realized I have packets of flavored oatmeal, I have a bag of mini Snickers bars, I have teas, I have all this stuff at work that I snack on.
But all that had to wait. The challenge ended last Saturday, and it was a learning experience for Tom Clark.
I'm a writer, and I'm old enough to be retired, but retirement isn't a word that's in my dictionary.
Clark says he's glad he took the challenge.
I took so many things for granted. I got home from the store with my beans and onion and clove of garlic and a bag of noodles and so forth. Okay, fine. This is all I have.
He says he stuck to the guidelines except for one day when he had to attend a lunch that was previously scheduled.
The suffering, and I use that word intentionally, is more than in nutrition, but it's in social work. It's also in performance. If I were a student going to bed hungry, and I did wake up in the middle of the night hungry, would I be able to function in class? Would I be able to learn and do the best that I could?
What Clark missed the most was coffee. He says it would have taken too much money out of his budget to buy coffee beans for the week. So the first thing he did on Saturday was drink coffee.
Because that's the way my day starts. Grab a cup of coffee and run off for a little hike with the dog.
The challenge is over, but many people in southern Arizona, like Samantha Bianchi, will have $20 to spend on food this week. She's in her mid-20s. She says she has a bachelor's degree and a job that pays her just above the minimum wage.
I eat 3 meals a day, and I cook all of them.
And that's the secret. There's two people in my house, myself and my boyfriend, so we get $20 each. That, I guess, makes it a little bit easier.
She says the SNAP benefits help her stay healthy while she finds a job that pays her more. But those who took the challenge last week say the change in lifestyle was difficult and eye-opening. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.